episode 1743. Are you too comfortable?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How is your weekend going so far? I cannot believe it's already Saturday. Do you know what the date is? Oh my goodness, it is October 19th. And that means we're coming close to Halloween and Thanksgiving is around the corner. We better get talking about relationships because you want to build them before the holidays hit. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Drew and Rich. I am so glad to have you as part of the family. Welcome. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, it is Relationship Builders Day, so we're talking about marriage. My question to you, are you too comfortable in your marriage? As time goes by, relationships seem to gravitate toward comfort. Why work harder than you have to? Well, because your marriage is worth it. Your spouse is worth it. You're worth it. But it's an easy reaction to let the relationship go after you say, I do. You got who you want, and the same goes for your spouse. Everything is hunky-dory. Yes, I don't have to worry anymore. However, there's still a question. Are you too comfortable in your marriage? When you think about it, there are many ways we can become too comfortable in a relationship. I have about, well, let's not count. Number one, you lack priority for one another. You keep putting things off. It's like, well, I'll get around to it. I need to do all these other things first and he'll understand. Oh, wait, well, I know I need to build that shoe rack for her, but you know what? It's not a priority. I've got all these other things I need to do at work. I'll get that done and eventually get to the shoe rack. There's just a lack of priority for one another. You're not doing anything for your spouse. You put things off. Number two, being together is less stimulating. You're just hanging out. It's no big deal. It's like you're best friends, sort of. You're partnering, but you're just comfortable in it. I don't know, kind of strange. Number three, you take each other for granted. There's no energy left to pursue your spouse. It's like, well, we already said I do. It's okay. She's not going anywhere. He's definitely not going anywhere. So all is good. We're just going to be okay with where we are. I don't need to worry about chasing him and he's not chasing me. So why worry? Number four, your true colors shine through. No more putting on that mask. No more looking perfect. Oh no. You don't have to put your best foot forward all the time. You can begin what? To let it all hang out. Maybe that's literally and figuratively, but you get too comfortable. How about this one? Number five, intimacy becomes routine. All right, I know you're already squirming, aren't you? I know it's uncomfortable to talk about, but when you're sitting there going, okay, is this going to be a quickie or not? I mean, seriously, maybe you're getting too comfortable in your relationship. Number six, filters are no longer. You don't mind your manners. There's just absolutely, positively no care in the world at this point. It's like, well, you just kind of say what's on your mind. You don't think that maybe how you say things or what you say, the words you use, might actually be hurting somebody's feelings. You're like, she should know already. I love her. She's got it. Does she know that? Have you told her today? Number seven, you tune out more than you tune in. Are you a big multitasker? Oh, come on. I know we try to do it. We're cooking. We're slaving trying to get the house clean. We've got laundry going. The kids are sitting there tugging at us because we've got homework to help them with. and you're still trying to get dinner put on, and all of a sudden your husband comes home and you're like, and he wants to have a conversation with me. Oh, I'll pretend I'm listening. He says the same thing to me every day, so I don't need to listen to the details. All is okay. You tune out more than you tune in. Number 8, honeymoon 15, or for some it's 25. It's kind of like the freshman 15. Now, I know this is pushing the envelope a little bit too much, but what I mean here is that we begin to let ourselves go. We're no longer taking care of ourselves. And I'm not saying that you're literally gaining weight. Some of us, we do. But that's for both. It doesn't mean it's just for the woman or it's just for the man. No, we both do it. But the thing is we get comfortable. So it's like, well, I don't really have to take care of my body, do I? I don't have to shave my legs anymore. I mean, come on, ladies, right? Winter comes. When you were dating, oh man, those legs were shaved. Now you're married, those legs are not shaved in the winter. Why? Because they're covered up. Why do that? Well, maybe because your husband likes your legs shaved. I'm just saying. I know, maybe you're covering your ears going TMI, but we got to get real here. Are you too comfortable in your marriage? Number 9, you are so special is no longer or as far and few between. You don't make them feel special. There's nothing that sends them like, wow, she really does love me. I can just feel it. There's no little love notes. There's not a, oh, how cute you look today in that blue sweater. It's just, oh yeah, here we go again. Another day, another blue sweater. Number 10, you react based on what you expect or what you think you know. So you already have it planned out. You're like, oh, well, if I do this, I know he will react like this. So you decide things even before you know what's going to happen. And it's not just finishing each other's sentences. That's actually kind of cute. But it's reacting before the other partner actually reacts to the situation at hand. And number 11, personal boundaries fade away. It becomes a lack of respect. Maybe in your relationship when you were dating or very, very early on in your marriage, maybe he wanted to visit the throne all by himself. And I'm talking about the toilet. Guys like their throne space. For some reason, they're in there for a very long time. I mean, I'm lucky to get like 5 seconds. The kids find me even in the toilet. When you think about boundaries in a marriage, it's the boundaries that give way for respect. And it's just not about the toilet, but it's about saying, oh, you like your thing, whatever that is, maybe your office, his office, he likes it set up a certain way. And you're like, that just doesn't work with me. I just can't handle that. And you want to go and change it. If you were dating, you probably wouldn't have done that. And now because, oh, supposedly you're under the same roof, that all the rules now fall under your control. What's happening here is there's no personal boundaries. There's a lack of respect. All of this is very dangerous. Now, some of these may sound familiar to you. And if they do, may I suggest that you take an honest look at your marriage and see where things can be better with intentional presence. Marriage is not perfect, but it does require presence. So how do you become present in your marriage? Well, you got to wake up the presence in your heart. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Wake up the presence in your heart. You can't expect to be all in a relationship if you aren't present. Now, I've had the honor of knowing and still know some extraordinary, incredible couples. They really send my heart into this awe-inspiring, I want to be like them when I grow up. And I know I'm growing up, but even when I think about this, And each couple, I'm like, gosh, if I could just take this and harness this in my own marriage, how much better my husband and I would be as a couple. And when I look at these couples, none of which understand would proclaim that their marriage is perfect, but it's so beautiful with a very, very strong foundation. Well, over these past few days, I've spent some time with one of these precious, sweetest couples ever. And with watchful eyes and an open heart, I've been able to see a little piece of what makes their marriage uncomfortable in the most intimate way. If you are too comfortable in a marriage, that can be a danger zone. You want to be able to have a little piece of uncomfortability, so to speak, in the most intimate way. And how you do that is this. Number one, always notice and acknowledge your spouse. So I'm sitting in our mastermind. I'm actually out of town right now, so I'm recording this from a hotel room. And we're all sitting there in this room together working, and this amazing woman is coming up and she's getting ready for lunch, but she hadn't been up there at all that morning. And she quietly walked in, but as she walked by her husband, she gently placed her hand on his shoulder, caressed it as she continued to walk and move with a little pat, and kept going. There was no interruption in the discussion of the mastermind that was going on. In fact, I don't even know if anybody noticed it, but I did. You always want to notice and acknowledge your spouse. That doesn't mean you have to sit there and yell across the room and say, "Oh my gosh, you look so handsome to me." It might be just a tap or a brush on the shoulder. It might be a peck on the cheek. It might be grabbing the hand and just standing there quietly or touching shoulders. But it's important that your spouse knows that you notice them. So always notice and acknowledge your spouse. Number two, serve with no expectations. Well, as a spouse, the woman in the marriage, she came in, you know, brushed up against him, you know, patted him on the shoulder. Well, later on that evening, it was her turn. She had an art gallery presentation. It was incredible. And so we went to that after dinner. And what was so awesome is to see the absolute joy that her husband had for her in his eyes. It was burning through his, I mean, literally, if I could have peeled everything away, his heart would have been on fire for this woman. He was so proud of her. And it was just awesome to see that. And he was doing everything to make her look good. I mean, she already does look good. She paints extraordinary pictures and portraits and, I mean, just everything. Yet the pride within him was so sweet and so raw. And it was precious. And it was all because he was serving her. She didn't tell him to do anything. She didn't say, "Hun, can you make sure that this stuff is in order? Can you take pictures when I sell a print with somebody else?" No, he was congratulating the person without being told or cued by the wifey. He just did it. He served with no expectations. And number three, be present. The greatest gift you can give your spouse is presence. And that goes for any relationship, but especially your spouse. I know for me, having five children, especially when they were much, much younger, and I nursed all mine. And so I literally was doing something always with a child around me because I was either pregnant or nursing for 10 years. So I had a lot of babies literally and figuratively hanging off me. And I know that's probably not a good image that you have in your head right now, but we're going to be real here. You want to have a strong foundation in your marriage. You've got to have presence. And when I had all of my babies around, there were times that I was not present for him. I was more present for the children. I was more present for a stranger in the grocery store. And I left him on the side of the road. Now, I didn't mean to do that. I don't actually think I was doing that. But in looking back, retrospectively, I was doing that. I was not serving him. I was not always noticing him and appreciating him like he needed to be, that he deserved. Presence is the greatest gift you can give your spouse. Remember, your marriage will only be as strong as the work and effort you put into it. And yes, it is work. It's equivalent to a full-time job. I am not kidding you. You should feel at times that you are putting in that much effort. Now, you're going to have seasons where, man, it is just hunky-dory and all is fine and you're just kind of riding the waves. And that's awesome. But you still have to be willing to put in the work. You still have to be present. You still have to serve with no expectations. Because when that love account dries up, what happens to your marriage? Goes downhill. Because your spouse feels underappreciated. There's a lack of respect. They feel unloved because maybe you're too comfortable. Marriage is not perfect, but it does require presence. Are you giving your marriage what it deserves today? Look at how you're acting. Watch yourself. And if you're out and about in public, watch other couples. You don't have to say anything. Just be watchful. And notice them and say in your mind, this is not out loud, but look and say, oh my gosh, that is the sweetest couple ever. My husband and I, when we're out and about together, he's not one who likes to go shopping. What man really does like to go shopping? And if they do, it's one track, right? They know exactly what they want. They go into the store, they come out and they're done, finished, let's go home. And at times I love that. Why? Because it keeps me on a schedule. And it doesn't allow my eyes to wander. And that helps my checkbook. All balances out, right? It's good. However, when we do kind of hang out together and we're out in public, every once in a while, the two of us together will see another couple that's definitely wiser with greater age than we are. And when I say greater age, I'm talking like in 80s, sometimes even into the low 90s. And you can just see the love in their eyes at that age. That is the kind of love I want to have in my marriage when I get to next year, the following year, the following year, all the way up until God calls me home. I want that fire burning deep within me. I don't want to ever lose the presence with my husband. What are you doing for your marriage today? Are you noticing? Are you serving? Are you present? If you're one who's saying, I would like some direction with this, because it's hard. I get it. I told you, for many years, I thought I was doing what I should be doing, but I really wasn't doing what I thought I was doing. And I could have really used some help. And it probably would have saved a lot of craziness later on in our marriage. Praise be to God, He took care of us. But I don't want you to get to the point that we got to. So if that's you, click on the link taken in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear from you because your marriage is not perfect, but it does require presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.